God uses heavenly signs to mark events surrounding the nation of Israel. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim reveal that Jerusalem will be the central focus of many nations in the coming days.
Hello everybody, I'm Gloria Copeland and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our good friend Billy Brim is with us today. She's going to tell us some things we need to know about this world and what's happening and the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, Billy. We're
Thank
glad you're here.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here when spring has sprung.
Yes.
And I want to talk about really what happened the first of this year.
Okay.
Chronologically, you know, as we have a Gregorian calendar, I think if people know me, and I'm going to use my letter that I sent out in February.
Okay.
To our partners, because I don't know, something's changed, Gloria. Things are changing.
For the better?
Yes. For the better if you're on the right side of the glory.
Well, I'm on the right side.
But if you're on the judgment side, I don't know.
I'm not going to be there.
So we're talking about the glory of God, the presence of God. And this year, I noticed at your minister's conference that Jerry Savelle, the Lord spoke to him about the glory of God, Dennis Burke and others, and he spoke to me about it and about what must happen this year with the church and glory.
Mm.
So I wrote about it in my partner letter, and I've kind of been using that to look back at and remind me what God said to me. Now, if you've heard me teach on God's calendar, and which you have here, because I taught on it very much in February here, and if you heard me teach on God's calendar, you know that I don't believe God goes by our Gregorian calendar. He goes by His calendar. And that calendar is revealed in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, as far as the dates, the Passover, the Pentecost, the tabernacles, and others. Mm-hmm. There are seven of them. But and then the years, the calendar of the years, is in Leviticus 25. But we are Western. So as Westerners, we kind of regulate our lives by the Gregorian calendar. Now, the Gregorian calendar is off. So God wouldn't go by it. You know, it's not very old. It's only about 500 years old. Think how old Earth, it's been almost 6,000 years since Adam. And I was looking at some dates, you know, trying to make the match. And when Jesus was born, they were going by the Roman years. So it was like such 100 years of the Roman calendar. Yeah. So about 500 years ago or so, they came up with this Gregorian calendar we go by. They wanted to make it match and begin when Jesus was born because it was done by a pope. But the pope who did it, he missed it. We know that Jesus was born before Herod died, and now we know that Herod died 4 to 6 years before this calendar begins. So God doesn't really go by our calendar. In fact, God doesn't even really go by time. It says in Isaiah 57 that He dwells in eternity.
Yes.
But He did measure out a piece of time for His dealings with man. I don't think we would have time at all if Adam didn't fall. We would just live in eternity. But God can deal with it. God can deal with... I read something by an old man, old scientist. You know how old. When I tell you how fast he said cars went. But he was a scientist and a preacher and a man of God. And he wrote, suppose that a car is traveling down the road at 20 miles an hour. And one spoke, when cars had spokes, on one black wheel brakes. The man is so good and great that he can fix it without even getting out of the car and without losing any momentum. So the scientists knew that the universe is expanding. So that whole picture there is that God is the driver, and He's driving a universe that's expanding. And the fall of man is the broken spoke on one back wheel. And God can fix it without losing any momentum. So all the momentum of the universe expanding, and all the scientists know that it is, it's going right on. The things of God are going right on. And man fell when God created man. He knew he was going to fall. but he can fix it, and he did fix it, and he measured out a piece of eternity and called it time for his fixing the back spoke, for his dealing with man and dealing with the fall that affected the earth and made it a dark, dark place, as we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. So, but to fix this, he goes by calendar. It's a calendar of redemption. And we went into it in detail in February, and we offered at that time, I suppose the Copelands, you can still get this from them. We did a syllabus on the book of Daniel, and in the book of Daniel, we did a whole extra appendix on that calendar, because we watch it now to see what God's doing. And especially this month, this April, 2014, something happened last Tuesday that is a sign on God's calendar. So at 2014, the beginning of 2014, because we're Western, we regulate our lives by this Western calendar, this Gregorian calendar, and at the beginning of every year, preachers seek God. They seek God for something for the calendar year. And lots of other folk do too. And so at our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the basis of our ministry is a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville. There's a reason why we call it a Glorious Church Fellowship. We'll talk about that this week. It came from a revelation from God to me about the glory of God. And Prayer Mountain, where I office in Branson, Missouri, is an arm, it's an extension of there. And our work in Israel is an extension of that local church. So I went to that local church because that's where the revelation of the glory came to me. And I went back to that place, and we had a Waiting on God meeting January 1st, 2014. That was my idea, that we were just going to be silent. I wasn't going to prepare a message. We're just going to be sitting there, and we're going to just listen. There's a listening side of prayer, especially when you're thinking about these times that we're living in. So I went to the service, and I was really surprised at what happened, because God started giving me a message in the afternoon. And I really didn't intend to have a preaching message, but I did. And this is it. And he told me write down first what will happen in 2014. What I know will happen in 2014. So I made that Roman numeral one. I kind of cheated in my letter and said what I believe will happen. But God told me what I know.
That's called chicken.
I know. It
chicken
is.
Chicken-hearted.
No kidding. But it's what I know will happen. And there
now
will.
Now you're waxing bold.
Now I'm waxing bold.
Okay.
I'm on the Copeland TV, and you can get the backlash.
All right.
Here won't be any backlash. I know that there are going to be signs of the times. They're going to increase, and they're going to be more prolific and more pronounced all this year.
Praise God.
And really, right on up till Jesus comes, whether that's 2 years, 1 year,
so
2 years,
can expect
or 20
some
years.
Things.
We can expect signs to come. Now, some of the signs are in the heavens. And we talked when we were here in February about the blood moon eclipse tetrads. Blood moon, that's not a Pentecostal preacher term. That is a NASA term. And it means when there's a full eclipse, it looks as if the moon is glowing red. And so NASA and scientists call it a red blood moon. So there are, and a tetrad is when there are four of these red blood moon eclipses at regular intervals. So they're very rare. Even a lunar eclipse is rare, a full lunar eclipse. But these tetrads are very, very, very rare. And then they are very, 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 very rare when they occur on the dates on God's calendar, the moeds that he has circled. And so, how do we know when they're going to occur? NASA. It's amazing to me, Gloria, that this universe is so ordered. God made the universe, and God set the stars and named them. It's so ordered that now scientists can look at that order and know it's going to repeat itself. It's going to happen. We know exactly when it's going to happen. And so the tetrads, the four blood moon eclipses, began last Tuesday.
Wow.
Yep. First one was on Passover, April 15, 2014. We're showing you here. The first one is on Passover. And then the next one will be on Tabernacles, October 8th, 2014. Then skip over the big one in the middle because that's a solar eclipse, but we're going to come back to it. And then there will be another blood moon eclipse 1 year from now, April 4th, 2015 on Passover. And there will be another blood moon eclipse, Tabernacles, September 28th, 2015. So Passover Tabernacles, 2 years in a row, there's a full blood moon eclipse. Mm. Now go back to that, go back again to that. And you see there in the middle, a solar eclipse. Now that solar eclipse is on, God has two calendars he keeps. He keeps a sacred calendar and a civil calendar. And the sacred calendar begins this year, 2014. Nisan 1, that sacred calendar, began on the first day of April, 2014. But the solar eclipse that you see down there, there's not been a solar eclipse this Nisan 1st, but 1 year from now, at the beginning, New Year's Day on God's sacred calendar will be March 20th, 2015, and it's between the four tetrads. That's going to be marked by a full solar eclipse. And then after those four tetrads, it's not on that chart we just showed you, not on that graphic, but after that Rosh Hashanah, the first year, the Feast of Trumpets of God's civil calendar, right after, right in that same month, of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, there will be a full solar eclipse on New Year's Day. So wow. New Year's Day, the sacred calendar, New Year's Day, the civil calendar, solar eclipses, and then on four of the moeds, tetrads.
Hmm.
Something's going to happen. Something's up.
That'll get people's attention.
How do we know something's going to happen? Well, NASA.
When there's a full solar eclipse, are you in the dark?
Depends on where you are. But really, you know what strange things happen in a solar eclipse? I was reading this on a scientific page.
What?
They said, if you're in a place which has a full solar eclipse, pay attention to what's going on around you. This is on a scientific page. They said there won't be any birds chirping.
Hmm.
Animals will be silent.
What?
There will be a stillness and a silence that pervades. And the temperature will drop.
So it affects nature.
It affects nature, and the temperature drops. The sun is covered. Yeah. The temperature drops suddenly. So I thought, God said he's going to put signs in the heavens.
Well, in yours, in my brief lifetime, has that ever happened?
They have had solar eclipses before. And now these tetrads, yes, and you're
Since we're not very old.
We're not very old. Now, actually, there are only three times that it's happened that we know of. And the first one, we do not remember,
mm-hmm.
because it's in 1493.
I'm not that old.
No. That would be, 500 years ago. And it would be when we remember it, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Mm-hmm.
And but what was happening with the Jews? Now, remember Jesus said, watch the fig tree. The fig tree is the Jews. So all of these dates have to do with Israel. They're the sign. They're God's time clock. Israel is God's time clock. So you watch them. You can tell in the Bible what he said would be happening. You watch them. And so what was happening with the Jews? They were in Spain mostly. There were great numbers of them in Spain. There were also other places. But they had quite a blessed time in Spain. They called it the Golden Age. They were so favored. But then they fell out of favor. And an evil monk, Torquemado, maybe you've heard about him. He persecuted them in the Spanish Inquisition. It was one of the hardest times ever on earth for the Jews. Many, many of them died, and then they were all kicked out of Spain, 1492, August 2nd. They had to be gone, supposed to be gone by August 1st. Guess who sailed August 2nd? Columbus. So God made for them a new world that they could go to until he brought them back to the Promised Land. So right at that time, history is marked. That changed the world. The world changed, and Spain forever changed when they were kicked out of Spain and they were gone to the New World. Then it didn't happen again until 1948. And it actually happened in 1949 and 50. Israel became a nation in 1948. They got their land back. Here they were kicked out of Spain and these things happened. Now they get their land back. They get to be a nation. They happen again. And the first Passover, the Jews were back in their land. There was a blood moon eclipse on that Passover. And then there was a blood moon eclipse the following tabernacles. And then the following, there were four. There's always four of them for this tetrad. And then the following Passover. And Sukkot tabernacles. So it marked them getting their land back. It marked when they left. It marked, these are all world-changing events. When Israel came back home, that changed the world. When they became the fulfillment of God promising them back their land, that changed the world. But it also, it gave us a democracy in the Middle East. And then it wasn't very long. Now, it had been hundreds of years since there had been one of these tetrads. Now, it's not going to be very long because there's going to be another one. 1967, 1968, when they get back Jerusalem. So every single time these have occurred, there's been something remarkable happen with Israel. Now, it's happening last Tuesday, Passover, and it's going to happen the next Tabernacles in October. Then next year, one year from now, there will be another one in April, and then there will be another one in October, and then there will be the full solar eclipse right in the middle on New Year's Day.
So, of what year?
The New Year's solar eclipse will be March 20th, 2015. March 20th, 2015, one year from now. And then the next New Year's solar eclipse will be September 13, 2015. So we were just in the beginning of these things now. Now, something didn't happen in the other times, like in the Hulk, like in the Inquisition, and then when they came back. It didn't happen right on the day they came back, but it happened to mark the time. See, God's working whether you can see him or not. Mm-hmm. He's got things working. Sure. You know, so they're working right now, whether you've seen something happen other than that sign in the heavens or not. Things are working, things are happening. So the first thing I said at that meeting was, God told me to say it, there will be an increase in the signs, evident signs. Another thing that we're watching is this September, Rosh Hashanah, next 2015, on September 24th and 25th, will begin the seventh year of a seven-year cycle of years. Years are in 7 years. So that's a Shemitah year that's coming up. So we're watching that in my in this Daniel syllabus. I made a little chart of the Shemitah years. Years are in
seven. Did you bring me one of those?
Well, you can have this Book of Daniel thing here, yes.
All right.
And so here we've had the 7 years, and we're now in the seventh year of a cycle. They put the chart up for you there to see. And also you could get that Book of Daniel. But it's very interesting, these 7 years. And you can read about that in the syllabus. So the Lord told me there will be an increase in signs, signs in the heavens and signs in the nations of prophecy. Peter told us that this, the Old Testament prophets are a light shining in a dark place. So when we see the activities that have been happening in Egypt, Isaiah told us about them. I am amazed at watching Egypt and looking at Isaiah 19. He told us about Russia And he told us about Iran. And so one of the things we're going to really be watching is that association between Russia and Iran. Russia has helped them in their nuclear program. Russia has visited them, Putin. And all of this relationship between Russia and Iran is something we're watching. Of course, we're watching Syria. All of these are nations of prophecy. And Iran, all of these are nations of prophecy. Also, another thing we watch is how the nations are so busying themselves with Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the touchstone. And God said in Zechariah 12, 1 through 3, that he caused it to be so. And that the nations that try to settle that problem may end up cutting themselves to pieces. When they decide to divide Jerusalem, when they decide to divide that city, that great city that God loves so much, and it's really a connection between Jerusalem above and Jerusalem below. And when we're supposed to pray for the peace of it, that means the oneness of it, the peace that comes from being whole, It's not to be divided. And God said in his book in Joel that he's going to take the nations who divide his land. He's going to take them to the judgment. As nations, God himself, Jehovah, Joel chapter 3, he's going to take them down to the valley of judgment because they divided his land. So that's one of the things that we know will happen in 2014. It's happening now. You know it. You can read the news, hear the news, and you know that it's happening. Everybody has an answer for Jerusalem, but there's only one answer for Jerusalem, and that's God, and that's wholeness. Amen. Even the connection between heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about that. That's the first things I know. I know those things are happening. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about what God told me would happen and what we must be busying ourselves about in the spring of this year and all the rest of this year and over until Jesus comes. Has to do with the glory.
Praise God. Wow. We don't want to miss anything that you've got to say. You tell us all about it. Glory to God. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. You are called to manifest glory, and not just any glory, God's glory, the glory of His presence. The Lord spoke to longtime friend and fellow minister of KCM, Billy Brim, that in 2014, we, the church, must put on glory. We do that by looking in the Word for the glory. We let it talk to us. We let it change us into His image. Resources like the Glory of His Presence package can provide the direction you need on your glorification journey. The Blood and the Glory book by Billy Brim helps reveal that without Jesus' blood, it is impossible to be prepared for the glory. She also shares invaluable information in A Glorious Church CD series, giving you an understanding of the church's role in the end times. And this book by Richard Sigmund, My Time in Heaven, gives you the sense of being there in heaven from where the glory flows. Christ in you is the presence of God's glory in the earth. Manifest Him everywhere you go.
I know you're wanting to know and get this information. We've got the Glory of God, the Glory of Heaven package this time, the Glory of Heaven package, the Glorious Church CD series by Billy, the Blood and the Glory by Billy, which is a book, and My Time in Heaven by Richard Sigmund. That ought to be great.
Oh, it is great.
Do I have that yet?
Well, I'm not so sure. I think they brought you one today.
Good.
We're doing a series on the glory for this week and next. Because the Lord told me at the beginning of the year, 2014, in 2014, the church must don glory. Must put on glory.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be sharing with you this week about...
We must.
my revelation of the glory. He knew I knew about that revelation of the about the glory through revelation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is in this book, The Blood and the Glory. So we're offering that to you. If you have one, give one away. And then I went back to when I first got this and I preached it at Detroit in your meeting. And I went back and listened to it. It was so passionate and so alive. It's five CDs. I thought, man, I got to get back my passion like I had then.
You stirred yourself up.
It thrilled me. And then, of course, we're going to, All Glory Comes from Heaven, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow and later on in the week. It's a book you probably don't have about a man who visited there.
Right. I like that. I like that, Billy. Everybody's going to want that. You know, if you want to know, you got to get in the book and find out. And Billy is a good teacher of what's coming up. God's called her in that, specifically called her to teach end time. And so we want it. I want my copy.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for every person today listening. We believe, Lord, for them. And we ask you to put, if they don't know you, put laborers across their path and stir them up to make Jesus the Lord of their lives and stir them up to go further into the things of the Spirit. I'm praying that for all of us. We must stir ourselves up and go forward in Jesus' name.
Thank
we
you,
give
Father.
You praise. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, June 30th through July the 5th, Fort Worth, Texas. Come and enjoy the presence of God. The thing about the conventions are the Word of God is so powerful and marvelous. And we've got meetings for all ages. Bring your kids. You need to get your kids. I mean, most children are inundated with natural thinking most of their lives where they go to school. And you need to get into the spirit realm with your kids. Let them learn. We've got good people teaching the children. So we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria and Billy reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Marilyn has done an in-depth 30-year-long work on seeing Jesus in every book of the Bible. And she shared this with us. It's one of the most eye-opening, heart-charging things you've ever heard.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.